Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 17th day of July already, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 83 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and another bright, sunshiny summer day. Can't, no complaints. That being said, we got a little house cleaning to do when we come back from the break, and then we'll jump into an article. We'll be right back after these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. What we have to announce here is we have a new program debuting today on PBFTT and on the Patriot broadcast. Following this broadcast at 1 o'clock Pacific time will be It's Time to Break Free with David M. Rock. A lot of you that are listening and on the site, you know David M. Rock is Frank Face. David is a younger fella. He's, well, younger than me. He's 38. But in working with David over the weekend in the past week, you know, getting him up and getting him ready to come on the air, I found David to be an honest, intelligent, decent young man, and I believe that he understands the problem quite well, and he's going to have a lot of answers and a lot of questions, and I hope all of you will be there, you know, on the call-in line and be a part of his program. And again, that will be It's Time to Break Free with David M. Rock, and that'll be debuting right after this program at 1 o'clock Pacific time on PBFTT. Alrighty, formerly homeless man booted off his own newly purchased mountain property. This is from Denver Channel. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And I mean, this is how far it's gone. I mean, from the reality of what was supposed to be in this country to the reality of what is in this country. And it all has to be considered treason, treachery, a takeover, an occupation. There's no other way. If these things are not true, then this article cannot be true. Clem Smith says he was homeless for 6 years, but he doesn't consider himself homeless anymore because he lives in a motorhome with its own address. The RV is parked on property in Conifer that he purchased in March with an inheritance from his mother's estate. Of the $214,000 inheritance, he spent $125,000 for the property and put the rest into improvements for a power connection, water well, septic drawings, septic engineering, and road engineering. He also bought an old front-end loader and a dump truck, used car, shipping container, and a chicken coop with four hens. All are parked on his property. He said he's planning to build a house and spend the rest of his life there. It's his ultimate dream, but the dream is falling apart. And what do you think's going to be making this dream fall apart? I've got to bet that it's going to be the admiralty, the administrative admiralty courts, and this admiralty system. This whole violation of the People's Bill of Rights. After a neighbor complained about the RV shipping container and trash, Smith was cited for code violations. The complaint alleges that he's allowing the outdoor storage of those items on vacant land and that he was going to allow people to live in the shipping container. So what if he did? Is property really owned by anybody? I mean, does the state own all property and you rent it under condition? Or does it belong to you? And under the common law, if, you know, somebody has a beef with what you're doing on your own property, boy, that would be a tough one to prove now, wouldn't it? You'd have to be, like, slinging shit over the fence or something of that sort so that there would be another national with an actual complaint that could ask for a redress from you. But as far as a controlling governing force over your private property, this is how far your nation has gone, people. I mean, this is the beginning of the end, if such a thing exists. The complaint alleges that he's allowing the outdoor storage of those items on vacant land that he was going to allow people to live in the shipping container. He was homeless, man. I tell you, if I had a big bunch of property, I'd probably have all kinds of goddamn homeless. I mean, why should people be living, you know, in the streets and what might have you in this country that belongs to them, that's the richest country on planet Earth? Smith said, in reality, the dresser is his work. Here it is. I believe the person that complained came in the shipping container, which had been, trespassing on his property and looking through his shit. And I can just imagine it. I can see it happening. You can, too. And saw a dresser and thought people were going to try to live in here. He said, I know people right around here that live in shipping containers. They got them fixed up pretty goddamn nice out in the hills growing weed. Smith said, in reality, the dresser is his workbench, and he uses it to store tools and paperwork, and he's explaining something with that. There's never been a true complaint filed against him. I mean, they complain, the state's complaining with the city's complaining, or whoever these son of a bitches are complaining to one another. There is no actual complaint against him showing a damage. There is no, not to mention the people who are complaining couldn't complain in a common law court because they have no jurisdiction there. Their jurisdiction is that of an administrative, and it's below the common law jurisdiction, and of course irrelevant to an American national. Just say buzz off, I mean, servant, you piece of shit. Janine Rollison, Jefferson County's Director of Development and Transportation, said that under existing code, the RV is considered an accessory and cannot be parked on the property without a house. Ditto for the shipping container. Well, this is what you say? I mean, I guess the guy doesn't own the property, does he? This bitch owns it, or whoever these people are that are complaining must own that property to have the say-so over that property. Like I said, if it was an adjacent property to your property and you were causing them some kind of damage to an individual, within the common law, they could file for redress of their grievance. And you could go to court, and then 12 of your peers would sit there and say, well, you know, what's the problem here? Well, I just don't like him living over there in that trailer. I don't like him living in his motorhome on his property. I don't like him having that shipping container on his property. And the 12 people say, well, who gives a rat's ass? Now we're gonna hit you for some redress, for even bringing this up, because you have no goddamn business in what this man does on his own property. This is how far amiss things have gone, people. And how did they get this way? I mean, really, what's the underlying issue here? What has caused all of this? I think we all know, and it's the one issue that will, you know, get you thrown off of YouTube. It'll have your site attacked down, I mean, to the point to where they'll try and completely destroy you. It's the issue that Alex Jones will not mention on his multi-million dollar broadcast, or billion, probably a billion dollar broadcast, and in his media empire. The one issue that of truth that cannot be spoken in these United States, where the first article is supposed to be the first article, the right to say, to speak the truth. We have talked about it before, how speaking the truth has become a bad thing in this country, something that can get you destroyed, can get you killed in many instances. And how is that facilitated? Well, let's look. Oh, go ahead, brother.
You know, speaking the truth will get you killed nowadays.
Absolutely. And let's see if we can figure out. This is entitled The Jewish Elite Do Not Fear Donald Trump. Now, we all know that how bad, I mean, the Jews got to be afraid of Donald Trump. And, I mean, the CNN's all against him and everything. And let's see what this person has to say.
Michael Abood, Communications Coordinator, Donald J. Trump for President, Sephardic Jew. Paul Eschleitner, Chairman, Supervisory Board, Deutsche Bank, Donald Trump's largest lender, Ashkenazi Jew. Miriam Adelson, endorser, Donald J. Trump for President, donor, Future 45 PAC, Finance Vice Chairman, Trump Presidential Inaugural Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Sheldon Adelson, endorser, Donald J. Trump for President, donor, Future 45 PAC, Finance Vice Chairman, Trump Presidential Inaugural Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Paul Atkins, member, President Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum, Ashkenazi Jew. Brian Ballard, Finance Vice Chairman, Trump Presidential Inaugural Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Elliot Broidy, Vice Chairman, Trump Victory Committee, Finance Vice Chairman, Trump Presidential Inaugural Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Safra Katz, Executive Committee Member, Trump Presidential Transition Team, Ashkenazi Jew. Michael Cohen, Executive Vice President and Special Counsel, The Trump Organization, Ashkenazi Jew. Gary Cohn, Director, United States National Economic Council, Ashkenazi Jew. Delos Cosgrove, Member, President Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum, Ashkenazi Jew. Gil Deser, President, Trump Deser Development, Ashkenazi Jew. Michael Deser, Founder, Trump Deser Development, Ashkenazi Jew. Louis Eisenberg, Chairman, Trump Victory Committee, Finance Co-Chairman, Trump Presidential Inaugural Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Boris Epstein, Senior Advisor, Donald J. Trump for President, Ashkenazi Jew. Steven Feinberg, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Member, Trump Economic Advisory Council, Ashkenazi Jew. Lawrence Fink, Member, President Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum, Ashkenazi Jew. Alan Fishman, Chairman, Ladder Capital, Donald Trump's Second Largest Lender, Ashkenazi Jew. David Friedman, Co-Chairman, Israel Advisory Committee for Donald Trump, United States Ambassador to Israel, Ashkenazi Jew. Samuel Fox, Vice Chairman, Trump Victory Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Alan Garten, Executive Vice President and General Counsel, The Trump Organization, Ashkenazi Jew. Bruce Gelb, Endorser, Donald J. Trump for President, Ashkenazi Jew. Michael Glasner, Deputy Campaign Manager and National Political Director, Donald J. Trump for President, Special Advisor for Operations, Trump Presidential Transition Team, Ashkenazi Jew. Lawrence Glick, Executive Vice President of Strategic Development, The Trump Organization, Ashkenazi Jew. Jason Greenblatt, Executive Vice President and Chief Legal Officer, the Trump Organization, Co-Chairman, Israel Advisory Committee for Donald J. Trump, President Trump's Special Representative for International Negotiations, Ashkenazi Jew. Vincent Harris, former Digital Strategy Manager, Donald J. Trump for President, Ashkenazi Jew. Thomas Hicks, Sr., Finance Vice Chairman, Trump Presidential Inaugural Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Carl Ikon, Endorser, Donald J. Trump for President, Special Advisor to the President for Regulatory Reform, Ashkenazi Jew. Gail Ikon, Finance Vice Chairman, Trump Presidential Inaugural Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Robert Eager, Member, President Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum, Ashkenazi Jew. Travis Kalanick, Member, President Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum, Ashkenazi Jew. Peter Calico, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Ashkenazi Jew. Daniel Kowalski, Deputy Policy Director, Donald J. Trump for President, Member, Trump Economic Advisory Council, Ashkenazi Jew. Charles Kushner, Endorser, Donald J. Trump for President, Donor, Make America Great Again PAC, Ashkenazi Jew. Jared Kushner, Senior Advisor, Donald J. Trump for President, Executive Committee Member, Trump Presidential Transition Team, Ashkenazi Jew. Yael Kushner, Ivanka Trump, Executive Vice President, The Trump Organization, Senior Advisor, Donald J. Trump for President, Executive Committee Member, Trump Presidential Transition Team, Orthodox Jewish Convert. Bennett LeBeau, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Ashkenazi Jew. Richard Lesser, Member, President Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum, Ashkenazi Jew. Ronald Lieberman, Executive Vice President of Management and Development, The Trump Organization, Ashkenazi Jew. Howard Lorber, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Member, Trump Economic Advisory Council, Ashkenazi Jew. David Malpass, Member, Trump Economic Advisory Council, Ashkenazi Jew. Douglas Manchester, Donor, Make America Great Again PAC, Ashkenazi Jew. Bernard Marcus, Endorser, Donald J. Trump for President, Donor, Rebuilding America Now PAC, Donor, Make America Number One PAC, Ashkenazi Jew. Rebecca Mercer, Donor, Make America Number One PAC, Executive Committee Member, Trump Presidential Transition Team, Ashkenazi Jew. Robert Mercer, Donor, Make America Number One PAC, Ashkenazi Jew. Amanda Miller, Vice President of Marketing, The Trump Organization, Ashkenazi Jew. Eli Miller, Chief Operating Officer, Donald J. Trump for President, Ashkenazi Jew. Jason Miller, Senior Communications Advisor, Donald J. Trump for President, Communications Director, Trump Presidential Transition Team, Communications Director and Assistant to the President, the White House, Ashkenazi Jew. Stephen Miller, National Policy Director, Donald J. Trump for President, National Policy Director, Trump Presidential Transition Team, Senior Advisor to the President for Policy, the White House, Ashkenazi Jew. Stephen Mnuchin, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Member, Trump Economic Advisory Council, National Finance Chairman, Donald J. Trump for President, Executive Committee Member, Trump Presidential Transition Team, Secretary, United States Department of Treasury, Ashkenazi Jew. Elon Musk, Member, President Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum, Ashkenazi Jew. Samuel Nunberg, Former Policy Advisor, Donald J. Trump for President, Ashkenazi Jew. David Orwitz, Senior Vice President of Acquisitions and Development, The Trump Organization, Ashkenazi Jew. Jeffrey Palmer, Donor, Rebuilding America Now PAC, Ashkenazi Jew. John Paulson, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Member, Trump Economic Advisory Council, Ashkenazi Jew. Laura Perlmutter, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Finance Vice Chairman, Trump Presidential Inaugural Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Andrew Puzder, Secretary, United States Department of Labor, Ashkenazi Jew. Stuart Rauer, Endorser, Donald J. Trump for President, Ashkenazi Jew. Richard Roberts, Vice Chairman, Israel Advisory Committee for Donald Trump, Ashkenazi Jew. George Ross, Executive Vice President and Senior Counsel, The Trump Organization, Ashkenazi Jew. Wilbur Ross Jr., Billionaire Investor and Former Senior Managing Director of Rothschilds Incorporated for 25 years, Secretary of Commerce, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Member, Trump Economic Advisory Council, Secretary, United States Department of Commerce, Ashkenazi Jew. Stephen Roth, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Member, Trump Economic Advisory Council, Ashkenazi Jew. Keith Schiller, Director of Security, The Trump Organization, Ashkenazi Jew. Stephen Schwartzman, Chairman, President Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum, Ashkenazi Jew. Melvin Sembler, Vice Chairman, Trump Victory Committee, Finance Vice Chairman, Trump Presidential Inaugural Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Yaakov Shahem, Endorser, Donald J. Trump for President, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Ashkenazi Jew. Mark Short, Senior Advisor to Vice President-Elect, Trump Presidential Transition Team, Ashkenazi Jew. Peter Thiel, Endorser, Donald J. Trump for President, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Donor, Rebuilding America Now PAC, Donor, Make America Number One PAC, Executive Committee Member, Trump Presidential Transition Team, Ashkenazi Jew. Lara Trump, Endorser, Donald J. Trump for President, Ashkenazi Jew. Vanessa Trump, Endorser, Donald J. Trump for President, Ashkenazi Jew. Kevin Warsh, Member, President Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum, Ashkenazi Jew. Mark Weinberger, Member, President Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum, Ashkenazi Jew. Ronald Weiser, Vice Chairman, Trump Victory Committee, Finance Vice Chairman, Trump Presidential Inaugural Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Andrew Weiss, Executive Vice President, The Trump Organization, Ashkenazi Jew. Alan Weisselberg, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, The Trump Organization, Ashkenazi Jew. Lawrence Weitzner, Advisor, Donald J. Trump for President, Ashkenazi Jew. Stephen Witkoff, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Ashkenazi Jew. Stephen Wynn, Financial Vice Chairman, Trump Presidential Inaugural Committee, Ashkenazi Jew. Richard Lefrak, Donor, Trump Victory Fund, Ashkenazi Jew. Daniel Yergin, Member, President Trump's Strategic and Policy Forum, Ashkenazi Jew. So now you can see how absurd the notion that the Jewish-owned media really hates Donald Trump when they actually love him. Take CNN, for example, all Jewish-owned and run. The major shareholder for CNN is Aviv Nevo, an Israeli billionaire venture capitalist. Head of CNN is Zionist Jeff Zucker, along with the many Zionist Jew propagandists such as Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, Larry King, and many more. But you get the point. The reason the media has been quote-unquote against Donald Trump is because that was the Zionist script that has been written. This glaring contradiction is how you can see through this elaborate charade and deception of Trump, the so-called anti-establishment figure. Now you know when you see him call out CNN or any other mainstream media outlet, it is a ruse and nothing more than Zionist scripted entertainment and distraction for a dumbed down and ignorant populace. The bottom line is, you cannot be anti-establishment, anti-globalist, and be pro-Zionist, pro-Israel. This is the real truth. And until we see otherwise, nothing will ever change.
Absolutely. And keep in mind that the Jews in the United States are about 1.4% of the population. Now, we just went over those directly connected to Donald J. Trump. Now, go through your Congress and your Senate. How many of those are straight up so-called Jewish Americans? And then you go through their connections, you know, each congressman. I mean, how big would the list be? Who's running this country, people? I think we know. I think we know why this fella here, you know, he doesn't have no property rights on the property that he bought for $214,000. Hey, go ahead.
Where was this at? What state? Where?
Let me see here. Denver. Denver, Colorado.
Denver,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but this, I mean, the bottom line here is this list is longer than a piece of string. And this is just not even a drop in the bucket. We are occupied people, and these are the occupiers. And your so-called alternative media, you like InfoWars and all these, you know, goddammit, Statmiller and company. Spike was talking about this the last hour. They are, I mean, are they talking about, this is what the problem is, people. And those who talk about the problem, I mean, we're being quashed out. We are. You know, we had that. We talked about that video that's been up about the YouTubers and the Facebookers who are having their stuff taken down because they're seeing what we've seen for a long time, what we've been suffering for 4 years now. They're finally starting to, you know, come to the upper end because those people are actually on a quest for the truth, too. And when you find the truth, well, this is what you're going to have to say what that gentleman just got through saying on that that soundbite there. You're going to have to say Ashkenazi Jews have occupied your country. A handful are running roughshod over you to the point to where a fella can't even own a piece of goddamn land to put on it what he cares to when he paid for it. And until we can, face up to this, what are they doing? You know, they talked about CNN, you know, how they, this false or left-right narrative that Alex Jones used to be the prince speaker of. The false left-right paradigm. But now, see, they're trying to divide the 75% who just will not go along with this shit into two camps. That's why you have to have CNN against him. That's why you're in Fox for him. Which camp are you going to join and shoot your brothers over these sons of bitches? Why is it such a terrible thing to identify the problem here, people? How can you ever correct the problem if you can't identify it? How can you? We will never own anything again until our sovereignty. We have lost our sovereignty as individuals in this country. We are supposed to be individual freemen, sovereign of this nation, on a par with the crown heads of Europe. We can goddamn sure own property and put on it any goddamn thing we want to. Or can we? We come up here day after day, and we point out the outrage. This is what's at the root of it. And why is this the one thing you can't talk about? Because it is a small group, a little country over there, a piss hole in the goddamn Middle East that is running it, that is running roughshod over the largest army to ever exist on this planet, the American Nationals. We wipe these people out in one day. It has been through deceits and lies and cover-up and control through stolen wealth that they have gotten this far. And like the guy said, you know, how can they be again? How can Donald Trump be for a sovereign United States when he's in company with Zionists? Have you ever read their doctrines? They're not about any kind of national sovereignty, I'm here to tell you. It's about international, it's about a new world order. With them as the I won't even say rulers, because they would be, oh man, what would they be? Owners. Because we're not even considered as people, we're considered as soulless animals. Anyway, we'll go on with the outrage a little more. As soon as we return from our bottom of the hour break, we'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10-cent guarantee is July 31st.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Podcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 Pacific Time. That, of course, was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy, and I don't expect any mercy. A drawing for From the Trenches. Mary is sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report and has provided four prizes. The first drawing will be for a pair of Midland Talker two-way radios. The second drawing from our sponsor, Doom and Bloom, will be for the Survival Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and the Lumen-Aid Solar Lantern. The third drawing will be for Curing the Incurable by Thomas E. Levy and Only by Blood and Suffering by Lavoie Finicum. The fourth drawing, also from our sponsor Doom and Bloom, will be for the Survival Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and a SWAT T tourniquet. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, July 28, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Mary for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And going back over here to our good friends, the Ashkenazi Jews. I mean, you think about what would an occupation look like? Who? I mean, it isn't like an army invaded and you got people in uniforms, you know, standing up in front of your television telling you this is how you will conduct yourself. Or this is our new policy of the week and you will obey or you will be executed. But by God, it's there. Zionism, man, I'm telling you, it's the conquering of a world. It is their intent that we will be slaves to them. We will be that goyim they talk about. We will be animals to be sacrificed at their leisure. It's certainly nothing new. It has been something that they've been working on for a whole long time. And you just think about a little group of people like that doing what they're doing to us and getting a goddamn way with it. They have removed your will. They have removed your authority. They are, there's outrageous Massachusetts drug bill would send you to prison and steal your car. No drugs needed. How far does this thing have to go for before everybody just goes, what is the goddamn problem? But then again, you come out and you try to tell them what the problem is. Oh, man, they will shut your ass down because they have taken control of all the mechanisms. They have used your own wealth to take control of your country, put the choke points in place. And anybody tries to speak out, even if you're speaking out for the mass majority in this country, the 75%, well, they're going to shut you up. This is from Alternate Net. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. With the support of state law enforcement, a Massachusetts Democratic state representative has filed a drug war bill that would send violators to prison for a mandatory minimum of 2 years, 5 years for a second offense, and allow police to seize their vehicles all without the presence of any actual drugs, because it never was about that, was it? This drug war, $40 billion, probably more than that by now, $40 billion drug war. Boy, it was starting to peter out when they started legalizing the marijuana across the board. But, man, we got an Ashkenazi Jew butt-sucking son of a bitch up there now, so we're going to get this thing rolling again. And man, we've talked about it before. There comes the point in the occupation where they actually have to come and just start taking everything you've got, including the clothes on your goddamn back, because none of it belongs to you. Sponsored by Representative Stephen Hay, Democrat, Fitchburg, the measure House Bill 1266 makes it a crime to have a hidden compartment in one's vehicle or to try to add one. So you say you own that vehicle? Kind of like that last fellow owning that land, huh? I mean, what if I want to put a hidden compartment in my vehicle to, you know, put some extra cash in case anything ever goes wrong? Or maybe I don't want to be robbed going down the road by these highwaymen known as the state patrols and such. Maybe I just want to try to get my legitimately earned cash over to some place where I can buy something with it. You go, you can't do that, man. Go ahead.
I'm hiding everything up my ass now.
I don't know. That could be considered a hidden compartment in your rig, dude. I mean, we talk about the escalation of the outrage every day. At what point? I mean, because I guess we see this shit, and you know, this hasn't happened to me. Nobody's given me any problems about any hidden places in my vehicle, so I guess it doesn't concern me. This has been the play schedule.
Well, Henry, look what they did up in Oregon. Old Rosenblum, whatever the hell her name is, now it's okay to, you know, if it's your first offense for heroin, cocaine, oh, yeah, and I forget what the hell else, and meth and stuff, you know, they'll go lightly on you now.
So they're promoting it on the one hand and confiscating. You see, what they want is, you know, they want the hardcore junkies. Once you become a hardcore junkie piece of shit, well, it's pretty easy to control. But when you, you know, like the people who would actually put a compartment in their rig to hide something, I mean, they're not down there to, in the controllable category. They're to be stripped of their resources, of their wealth, anything you own. I mean, we're not talking about somebody going and filing in a common law court under the law that you are guaranteed as an American national. That Bill of Rights, they have completely dismissed it. But you are guaranteed the common law. There can be no other kind of law for you in this country. But they're going to say, we wrote it down on a piece of paper, me and Bob and Ted and Alice, we wrote it down on a piece of paper. We're now a committee, and we've decided that we're going to write this down on a piece of paper. We can take your vehicle if we find that you have something, if you're trying to hide some of that cash we're trying to steal from you. Well, we can take it. There's the signature, and everything is, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and we can just take your property without, well, due process of the law is us saying so and you obeying anymore, isn't it? Or am I missing something here? The idea here, people, is there is no goddamn law in this country, period. There's not even a notion of law. This is open theft. This is open tyranny. By definition of the words. If you cannot own property, that is the definition of a slave. Because if you can't own it, you become it. You become the property. And this is what we're talking about with these Ashkenazi Jews that have infiltrated. And I mean, you've got AIPAC. An unregistered foreign agent by definition of the language? No, they're not. They're just AIPAC. You're talking about Vladimir Putin might have talked, or somebody from Russia might have talked to somebody on a campaign. I mean, this is dominating your so-called news in this country. But Netanyahu comes over here during the campaign, or they go over there in secret meetings with him to get their marching orders. If you want to be president, or we're going to have a blowjob contest here, and one of you that wins it, we're going to be president. Those are our strategic allies, don't you know? Masters is what they are. Donald Trump, man, we called it right down the line. I mean, we were never fooled here. You got to be goddamn pretty slow to be fooled by something like this in the conditions that you were looking at back when they threw this carnival barker at you. There was going to be an election. So go ahead, put Queen Hillary up there. We're locked and loaded. Let's do this thing. We understand that there is no other alternative other than open war. Oh, we can't have that. We're stealing without consequence here. We don't want other stuff to get tore up. We want to steal it. So, they got the think tanks together. You think that's in the end equation that they didn't sit down and go, well, you know, and I got to believe this is how it is, too. You know, that we'll tell you who's going to be president or who's going to be the head CEO, because there's no such thing as a real president in this country anymore since this goddamn our Constitution and Bill of Rights was subverted. But in the end, we've decided on Donald Trump. I mean, we put this whole thing together. Hey, you guys that put that Mnuchin, all you guys, hey, man, I didn't think this shit would, this con man, this WWF participant? No way, this can't work. Oh, yeah, it can work. These Americans, they'll fall for it. They need something this strange. Because you've already throwed the unbelievable at them and shown that it's quite believable that they are, you know, if they've been victims of conquest, that they're taken over, that their property doesn't belong to them. And I mean, emphasis added all the way down the line. Now send you to prison for, hey, man, you got a secret stash place in your rig? Your car? That car must not belong to you if you cannot alter it to suit yourself, can you? I mean, I have to believe, I never thought about it before, but with the way that, like I said, these highwaymen are operating out there, if I was going to say, if I had money, if I was going to spend $10,000 on something, I mean, that's enough money to get their attention. They want to take that. If they knew they had it at your home, they could get away. If they did come bust down your door, they'd think of a reason and take. All it takes is suspicion. And even with, go ahead.
And then the county coroner gets first dibs. And then the sheriffs come in, they pick the rest of your bones and steal everything, you know, they possibly can. Mm-hmm. You know, and then run off, and then they might even notify your family after a while that you're dead.
Bottom line here is, people, you know, everybody's out there. You know, you see this goddamn, this ad campaign is going, oh, how great America is. And, you know, love the soldiers, the corporate soldiers, how great Rome is. I mean, America is. It just isn't, people. And everybody knows it. And there's groups and groups and groups and groups and groups of people out there that want to know what the hell's going on. They're on the internet. This is why they've had to take the drastic measures they have at Yahoo and, the other servers, you know, the other search engines and shit. To where, you know, this morning I got up and I, you know, I'm reading through the comments and I'm looking and this Bob from Wisconsin, Katie's talking about, you know, she'd read his comment and made a comment to him. And then his comment disappeared. And I'm like, whoa. So we go looking, and boy, sure enough, there's old Bob's comment, and spam. But once something goes up on our site, people, I mean, you know, things can get spammed on their way there. I mean, they've been doing it to our people. I mean, you can, you know, you just see it. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if Yahoo is related to Netanyahu. You're saying Yahoo. Isn't that
kind of interesting? That's an interesting thought, Charlie. At any rate, you know, like I said, only we can once something goes up on the site, only we can remove it. I mean, it's supposed to be our site. We're supposed to be the only ones that can remove anything from it. Even it would take a court order to force us to remove something if we didn't want to. But somebody just came right up, and this was about the dental industry. So it was about, I mean, this is how bad it's getting, people. They removed that goddamn comment. We, you know, we found it and found out what happened and told Bob what happened and Katie. But when they, I mean, what else have they removed? How many donations have they just, they ain't going through? How many have been taken out of the mail? Oh, no, they would. Yes, they would. You goddamn right they would. They cannot, the bottom line here is they're a small group. I mean, if the people just woke up in mass and these goddamn Judeo-Christians just figured it out, we've been lied to. And we're committing treason, supporting a foreign king that is intent on the destruction of our country. Man, they would be in trouble because they're not that many. They're just so goddamn dirty and they have accumulated wealth through fraud and just open robbery, murder, you name it, drug dealing. I mean, we're talking here about taking somebody's car because they built a stash compartment. I mean, it's like the rest of it. You know, talking, well, we got to crack down on drugs. Go ahead.
Well, you forgot human trafficking, too.
Human trafficking, absolutely. But who is at the root of it? Who is the big kingpin in the cabal? Well, that's right there in Washington, D.C., isn't it? Hasn't it been proved? Eric Holder. He went up in front of Congress, and man, hey, Erica, we hear you took taxpayer money and you went down to Arizona. You forced some gun shop owners down there to allow somebody who couldn't purchase guns, it would have been a violation of the law for the goyim, to be able to purchase a bunch of guns and then take them down to the drug cartels, well, to trade for dope. And then the dope was shipped back up to the United States where the DEA, you know, the people ruining people's lives every day for smoking a joint or with zero authority to do so, by the way. They can't tell you what you can put in your body if you have any rights at all, but you don't. And the DEA selling it up on your streets here and then busting the dealers below them one or two or three, you know, a day, you know, to show that we're the DEA and we're working. We busted them dealing that dope that we dealt to them. And then the money after the dope is sold. Down to Central and South America to go through the laundering system, through the banks. And into somebody's account. Oi, I got to wonder who, oi, account that money went into. That started out with taking money from the American nationals who cannot be taxed. I mean, illegally taking their money. Illegally buying guns. Illegally transferring those guns across international borders. Illegally trading those guns for dope. Illegally bringing that dope back across that international border. Illegally selling that dope on the streets. But hey, they can do it because they said, oh, it's an operation. Well, how did the guns get away from it? Well, we didn't think about how we were going to track them. Oh, come on. And then they got the son of a bitch up there in front of Congress. He's held in contempt of Congress. He's went to jail for that, right? He's not attorney general anymore. And he went to jail for that because that contempt charge has never been lifted, has it? Or are we completely taken over and it's gotten so goddamn bad that it's this outrageous and in your face? There's so much of it. There is no covering it up. It's just become a fait accompli, the normal way of things.
It's gone past the point of ridiculousness.
Way past. Go ahead.
Don't forget about the 93 World Trade Center bombing. They gave them the dynamite.
Well, yeah, hello. Yeah, the guy recorded it. I mean, they were trying to set up another thing where we don't stop the bomb. Well, we kind of stopped the bomb, and some people got killed, and the bomb went off. But, the FBI there, to get somebody and say, we're going to try and catch these other fellas, but you're going to act like you're one of us, and we're going to act like we're a gang of, international terrorists, and we're going to build a bomb, and we're going to put it in the World Trade Center, and we're going to bust some people. And so they go along with it right up to the end. The guy's going, they're taking a bomb in here. This really would be terrorism, wouldn't it? Oh, no, not if the FBI's doing it. It's a sting. Blew up, killed people. But the guy was smart enough to actually get a recording of him.
And they recorded the whole conversation.
Yeah, he did. Never heard about that anymore, did you? That very same World Trade Center that, on 9/11... when those buildings come a-tumbling down. I mean, this is how far out of hand it is, and it blows me away. I understand the fear of an occupation like this, and just kind of like looking scared when you talk about it. These guys, their eyes light up, people light up. And, oh, yes, those terrorists, those bad terrorists. Well, what about the FBI? If a terrorist act, is it defined by who does it? When the FBI, did the first World Trade Center bombing, wasn't there a political purpose behind that bomb that blew up? Doesn't that, by definition, make it terrorism? This is, like I said, people, the dumbing down, you got to give them, kudos on what they have accomplished with such a small group of people. But, man, they did it through the mammon, because the mammon does corrupt. And, everybody, it seems, is corruptible. And so when they started, they wanted to start in your schools, indoctrinating your children into the communist way of life. Somebody had to take a bribe. Somebody had to. There's no such thing. There was a time in this country you didn't talk this communist shit. Somebody would call you on it right on the street. Anywhere it happened, they would. When we were over there in Vietnam, our people dying to stop the spread of international communism. When we were in Korea, our people dying to stop the spread of international communism. Now, those people, yay, heard communist rhetoric. Anybody comes to, you didn't want to, you as a communist, you whispered it to one another. Now they're out in your streets. They're holding conventions in Chicago, right in your face. And, the Zionists, they've stepped up. When we pushed the exposure of this, we've been pushing it for about 6 years now. And it was like in the beginning, now it's to the point, they just kind of, we've taken over. Oi, goyim, get down on your knees, goyim. We have you executed, goyim. And how? Well, I guess this is where we're at, people. They better not try it with me. But how many people are just, I guess the light ain't shone on the patriots. That's for goddamn fact. And if there was an uprising tomorrow that started, I don't think it's going to be reported on CNN or Fox. Because the idea here is just like the William Carr in Pawns of the Game said, this is what they've done forever. They have a group of people they can't get under control. Well, what they do is they come in, the dirty little manipulating parasitic bastards that they are, and they get into each group and they start spreading the wealth around a little bit. Everybody's their buddy. And then they start agitating. That's a it's called communist agitation. And they start agitating this group and the other guy, that same bunch of Jews, but another agent, he goes over, he starts agitating the group in the other direction, pumping the money at it. Your wealth that they've stolen from you, by the way. And then you just keep anteing it up, and then you get to a point, and then you start snuffing a few of these guys. Oh, look what they did. And of course, it was the middleman who did the snuffing. And you got to retaliate against this. We've got to stop this. There's only one way to do this. We've got to have a war. And then you go out and you kill each other and you expend the wealth of your nation killing each other. And when you're done, you're just whatever is left is under pretty good control because you owe them son of a bitches your country.
They're such greedy bastards that, they even fight amongst themselves who's going to going to control the slaves.
Yeah. You know, you kind of think that, but that's kind of what the game they're trying to play here. Like that Trump is a, you know, something different than Hillary Clinton. They both shit through the same hole. Make no mistake about it. It's like we're talking. You know, this is the agitation part of it. This is where they are absolutely trying to divide us into two camps to get us to kill each other. Only it's not working. All they've got is their little faction of goddamn communists and their little factions of stupid, ignorant, cowardly Americans. But they're not enough to even make a difference. If the rest of us turned against them, it wouldn't even be a good day's work wiping them out. And that's why you're seeing, that's why it keeps getting more bizarre. Because they're wanting to go ahead with their plans, you know, for their world domination. Only they don't have everything plugged in. They haven't got the guns yet. And they haven't silenced dissent. Though they're working on it, make no mistake about it. We're evidence of that right here in the trenches.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
They didn't buy all those 40-caliber hollow points to make us slaves.
No, they did
they
that.
They bought them for one reason, and that was to get rid of us. They don't want slaves. They don't care about slaves. They will have a few,
They'll have all the slaves that they want. I mean, they got to put us in the ground because we're the true owners. They want to kill us. But they are bringing
it. Right.
They've already brought the reoccupation. I mean, the recolonization forces in. They're here. And Trump, you notice he ain't getting rid of them, is he?
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
I didn't think he would.
Well, when they put those 40 caliber bullets in our head, that solves the problem of us owning the property they stole. And then right away, there's no slowdown in the production. Because they've brought the third world slaves in here to serve them, and these son of a bitches know how to kowtow. They know how to bow at the foot of a Zionist Jew. Go ahead.
They've been doing it for years, yeah.
Go ahead.
Henry, I think you're missing the bright side here.
There's a bright
Once
side?
Once they kill us, then they can actually sell our meat to the Chinese and put us in Kroger sausage.
Absolutely. Hey, we got to run here, guys. We're at the top of the hour. We got David coming up with It's Time to Break Free. And with that being said, that is the word from the trenches.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.